Hey, it's Kate Shimarani here, natural nurse in a toxic world. And I'm in my car with my dog walking pal and my trusty cameraman, which you've all seen me doing all my lives. This is my cameraman. What was lockdown? We don't know. We never did it. What was the first wave? We don't know. We can't find it. So in the Telegraph today, the newspaper, the Queen's Nursing Institute has just done, it's on my timeline. They've literally just wrote it. It's there. They've just done a report on it. There has been a survey done of nursing homes up and down the country showing that there is a blanket do not resuscitate on the elderly and those with disabilities. A blanket do not resuscitate, and no relatives informed, not discussed with the patients. There you have it right there. The NHS blowing rainbows out their arses are murdering patients. That's exactly what's happened. We know it. Given midazolam and diazepam, which is a kill cocktail, put on end of life care. And typically in surveys like this, you don't get people speaking up on controversial topics because they daren't. And do you know why that is? Because they get struck off, they get persecuted, they lose their jobs. Now, as you know, I got suspended. I couldn't give a rat's ass because I do not want to be part of the Nursing and Midwifery Council that are supporting this, lying liars of lies, murdering patients, complicit in genocide. This is genocide. Call it whatever you want. It is genocide. When you get establishments like this facilitating do not resuscitate, end of life care, NICE, National Institute for the Centres of Excellence, on the 29th of April 2020, gave doctors and nurses the authority to decide whether patients who couldn't reach their desired goals of critical frailty score 6 and above could have food, water, medication. That's a license to kill. Now they've actually admitted it in studies. This is the tip of the iceberg. Many people daren't speak out. These are the ones who dare speak out. Our elderly, our vulnerable are being murdered. This is genocide. It's a crime. If you are keeping quiet, you nurses dancing, and you know it's going on and you daren't speak up, you must speak up. You really must. If you're one of those nurses dancing and you've got all the police and the ambulances outside, people telling you're a hero, and you're enjoying your moment, your narcissistic moment, and you're accepting all these discounts on the NHS website, I'm coming for you. I'm not going to stop till there's no breath in my body. You will stand trial for genocide. I can absolutely assure you. There are arrest warrants out in America. That's all been validated right now for certain people like Mark Zuckerberg. Apparently there's 20,000 American troops coming here. There's some stuff going down like you wouldn't believe. Nazi Germany, they gave the nurses of the Third Reich, they gave them and the doctors, they ran the camps, they ran it all. They were the ones that facilitated the murdering of the disabled people, the disabled children, even epileptics. They were the ones who gave them death cocktails or put them outside to starve and freeze. They were the ones who facilitated it. The nurses who didn't want to do it were moved to a different department. They stood trial for genocide. Genocide has no time limit. We are going to come for you. If you're facilitating this as a doctor and a nurse, you're going to stand trial. I can absolutely guarantee you, because it's coming out the bag. And when the mainstream press, because we know that they're the lying liars of lies, they really are. When they start reporting in it, it's like rats off a sinking ship. They're starting to come out. So folks, you go look at the Queen's Nursing Institute. Do not resuscitate blanket. What page was it on, did he say?
Four.
Page 4. Scroll down and look at the do not resuscitate. It's on my timeline. Get sharing it everywhere. You go share it to every single nurse and doctor. Because if they're out there still going, oh, you need a swab. What was it that stupid fat nurse said to you when you were at the hospital? Oh, about wearing a mask? Have you seen the thing about if you don't wear pants when you wee? It's on Facebook and it goes everywhere. Really? You stupid nurse?
And she let me wear it under
her chin. She let my friend wear a mask under her chin because she burst into tears. She didn't want to wear a mask. You know what? She used that as credible science as stupid meme off Facebook? Are you kidding me? This is what they teach them in nursing school. I know some fantastic nurses. I know some really crap nurses. And the ratio from crap to good, it's like one good one for crap, 10 crap ones. And I don't want to be part of your NMC no more. Now, Dr. Kevin Corbett, please go find him. He's on Twitter. I think it's KPC Research. He's going to be speaking at the rally on Saturday. He's talking about the Nazification of the NHS. He took himself off there, off the NMC, because he wanted to whistleblow. We're getting filmed. I'm getting shadow filmed all day by a film crew. And we're also having a program made called Whistleblower Nurses. We're going to blow the lid on everything we've seen in our careers. I'm not going to do it anymore. I don't want to be on your crappy register. And you're all thinking that you're heroes. You're not heroes, because you know what? You're complicit in a crime. And just remember, Boris Johnson said, all those people that are obese, you got to be on lockdown because the second wave's coming. So they're discriminating against you lot that are fat. Well, that's half the NHS, because we've seen you all dancing with your fat asses. You better break sweat and you might lose more weight. All of you taking the food parcels, fighting over Greg's bakeries. I know, because a lot of you good nurses told me, porters told me, shame on you. And in the nursing homes, you need to be speaking up. Forget about being scared about your jobs, because they're coming for you next. They've also started to announce they want the over 50s to be locked down. Do you see what they're doing? They're making it acceptable. First, they took the disabled and the elderly. Then they start dropping that time limit and that age limit down. It's my chihuahua. Boo! So they're going to come for you. You better start looking after your elderly. And remember, I've just been sent pictures of 5G towers right next to a school. They're the biggest I've seen. They're pushing to get your kids back, pushing to get them back in September. And then they're going to go, oh, they're all getting sick. It's a virus. They're going to show all these signs of inflammation. That ain't COVID-19, I can assure you. That's radiation. And then what they're going to do? Send them to quarantine. If you don't think it's happening, look at Australia. Look at New Zealand. They're taking them into quarantine and they can't get out till they have a negative test. PCR was never a diagnostic test. Never, never, never. It's not a diagnostic test. And the other test, it's not looking for virus. It was a test that we're using for cancer. What if you never test positive? What's next? The guillotines, like what they've got in America? Folk, download this. Get sharing it everywhere. Go look up that newspaper. What was it again? The
Telegraph.
The Telegraph. And then go on to it. You get sharing. You share it with everyone you know. That's genocide. That's exactly what genocide is. You go on to saveusnow.org.uk. It's £1 a month. Get on there, get subscribing. We're going to use that money because we're going to start taking people to court. The other thing is, when you're a member of a political party, you're protected. You need to do this. This is the people. This is a war against the people, and it's being done globally by the governments. And they just want, honestly, it's a depopulation. If you can't see it, when was it ever acceptable to do a do not resuscitate? I don't know. You know what? I started nursing and it was to save lives till it could no longer be saved. We can't play God. And, you know, what is old to me? I know 80-year-olds. What age is Norman? 90-odd?
95.
95 lives on his own. Looks as good as a whistle. Katrina's parents, how old are your parents?
83 and 84.
83 and 84, they have a sherry every day. They're out every day in the car, they walk around. What, are they not for a do not resuscitate? So when you see your relatives going in the hospital and they put do not resuscitate, that's someone's mother, father, grandmother, grandfather. So I'm just going to tell you one more thing today. I took a patient on today, cancer patient. She's had ductal breast cancer. She knows who she is. She's amazing. They gave her about 20 rounds of radiotherapy, I can't remember. Then they gave her chemo first, then they took the lump out, then they gave her radiotherapy, and then they said she had pneumonia in January. So then on her MRI scan, they went, oh, we notice you've got some nodes. They're COVID nodes. COVID nodes? What the hell is that? She said, how do you know they're that? Oh, we know it from all your blood tests. What blood tests that? Then I've asked her to get all her bloods from a doctor. I'm going to go through them all, and I'm going to challenge that. And then they said to her, well, we know they're now cancer nodes, so you need to come and have more more chemo. So she said, well, am I not going to have a biopsy of those nodes? No, you don't need a biopsy. Really? What, we're doing it like that now, medicine? Mickey Mouse medicine? pharmakia, sorcery and witchcraft. This is, I'm sorry I'm going to say it, it's complete bullshit, folks. This is medicine like I've never heard before. They are going to kill you. They're doing bullshit medicine in the hospital. I've never heard you need to have more chemo because we're telling you it's cancer. But last week it was COVID nodes. They're making it up as they go along. Bullshit medicine. Total bullshit medicine. KateShamarani@gmail.com. I'm sorry if there's a delay. I get thousands. You want help with your healthcare? You come to me. I'm not going to tell you not to go and see your GP and not to have your medication, but I'm going to help you because when I read bullshit like that, I know they're killing the patients because all that's going to do to that woman is make her more toxic, and it's going to kill her. She's going to get cancers due to the chemotherapy and the radiotherapy, COVID nodes. You couldn't make this shit up. Now I need to go pray for forgiveness. So look, guys, 29th, this Saturday, in London, Trafalgar Square, it's feet on the ground. We've got David Icke. I don't care what you think of him. He's going to pull a big crowd. The police will not come near us when we've got twice as many people as we've got cops. We need to all be there. You've got the Black Lives Matter. They're doing a big thing, a million man march, wanting defunding of the police. We need the cops. We need the cops on side. Boris Johnson's already started saying we're going to start, there's going to be a water shortage and a food shortage. If it's something about Brexit. It's all planned. It's all in the Rockefeller lockstep. They're already planning on cutting the food, cutting the water, cutting the electricity, cutting the gas. Do you know how many elderly will die if they cut off the electricity and the gas? They'll freeze to death. So will the young. And your hospice kills, are not going to be treating you. We just heard that. Just another one here, Robert Lamberti. What an amazing man. He's the best George Michael impersonator. If you love a bit of George Michael, get on his timeline. He played George Michael in the movie. He won't mind me telling you this. He went for a blood test this morning at the surgery and told him to put a mask on. He said, I can't wear a mask. I'm exempt. I get really anxious. I can't breathe. So do you know what they said? You can't have your blood test then. So he wants it in writing. He went, well, why am I paying them my national insurance? This is what they're doing. Shame on you. Nazification of the NHS. Get sharing it. Wise up, folks. God said, my people shall die through lack of knowledge. I'm going to catch you all later. I'm totally disgusted. This is genocide. You can blow those rainbows out your ass as much as you like. You bullshit. NHS. Hospice kills. I'm not proud I'm a nurse. I'm natural nurse in a toxic world. I don't want to be on your shitty NMC register and your general medical council. The NMC was taken over in 2001 by the government. That means they're not directed by the nurses anymore on how to treat people. That means the GMC isn't. The NHS is not directed. They're being told what to do by the government. They're being told what to do at government level. You can't trust them. You cannot trust them. This is absolute genocide. Get on to saveusnow.org.uk. There are genocide notices on there. You can ping them off to everybody. I'd shit myself if I got one of those. I must apologize for swearing, but I can't bear. I know Katrina's parents. I absolutely love them. I can't bear that our elderly are being murdered. Can you imagine how they must feel? Do you know somebody actually, a care home manager emailed me and she said that the residents are terrified of going into hospital because the nurses are horrible to them. It's not all nurses, but there are a lot of nurses that are really shit because I've seen it and that's why I won't work in the NHS. I won't work in it because of the oncology. Do you know what? I remember walking behind nurses and I heard the patient ahead of them asking for the toilet, but they were all deaf. Oh, that happens. We know it happens. And it's a lot worse than that. I can't bear it. I can't bear it for all the kids that are disabled, for all the kids that are in care. I'm involved with a care home. Stop picking on these people that are coming in and staying in hotels, these asylum seekers. It's not their fault they're being put in hotels. It's not their fault. It's the government. Some of these kids are just 18. I know where a load of kids from Somalia were put in a home, 14 years of age, asylum seekers. They got taken to the hospital against their will, threatened with the police and vaccinated. And then you know what happens to them back in the home? They've got three blokes that come in and are sexually abusing them. They came to me for help. And one of those young lads, 14, come from his own country. Now he's on the run in London, terrified. And he came here thinking he was going to be safe. You ain't safe here because you got the murdering, genocidal NHS, common purpose police, common purpose government, common purpose NHS. Folks, get sharing this. Get it out. Get it out on YouTube. Get it out on Twitter. Get it out on everywhere. I don't care. Together we will unite. I don't care what colour you are, what creed you are, what religion you are. We need to come together because we need to stop this. Together we are strong. It's not the strongest army that win. It's the most organised. The Romans were organised. Know your enemy's plan. I'll catch you later. Join me tomorrow. I'm interviewing Fanos, the beautiful Australian Greek Cypriot who got the sack from his job because he spoke the truth. He's in Melbourne, Australia, feet on the ground. My friend's crying over here. Do you know why she's crying? She's crying because she had breast cancer. She's crying. She's my bestie dog walker. We both had breast cancer. Does that mean we're both over 50? Does that mean we go in if we've got nodules in our lungs that we do not resuscitate? Does that mean that her parents, you know, anything happens to her parents?
My kid.
Her son's got Duchenne muscular dystrophy. He's the size of a 9-year-old. He's just grown because we're treating him with religion and treating him with nutrition. And he's got, he broke his neck of femur. And the nurses were vile to him in hospital. They took his corbel away. Does that mean that they're not for resuscitation? Does that mean that her elderly parents get murdered? Does it? It's shit. And you need to look after all your relatives. Anyway, I'm going to go. I need to go a dog walk. I'm gutted. I'm going to have your necks, all of you out there that have been complicit in murder, because that's what the Nazi hunters. I'm telling you, they came after everybody. And all those doctors that were the eugenicists went and worked for the pharmaceutical companies. And the nurses stood trial. And they're going to get you. You think you're protected. They don't give a rat's ass about you. They'll let you fall. They'll let you take the blame. All of you doctors and nurses, they're going to let you take the blame to cover their common purpose asses. You better believe it. You better get speaking up now and naming names. That's the best defense you're going to have, because then they can't get rid of you. You come to me if you want to whistleblow. I'll whistleblow every bit of it for you. I'm going to go now. I need to take my dogs a walk. I need chocolate.
What do you need?
Drugs. Think, we need alcohol. Stat IV. I'll speak to you later. Take care.